Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are now on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Bet in the middle of the Amud. And the question is asked, continuing with the theme of the nature of Kiyum HaNeder. Ibai Elohu, the question was asked, Gerushin Kishtika Damya o Kehakama Damya? If the fiancé divorces the girl when he hears about the Neder, should that be equated to Shtika? Meaning that if she betroths another man during the day or he takes her back during the day, he can still do hafara, or should we consider it like a kiyum that either, according to the way that we resolved the question in the previous podcast, he would have to retract the hakama before doing hafara, or according to the other possibility that was raised, that would be the end of the road. So the Mainaf Kamina, so for what practical purpose are we asking the question? For instance, she took a neder and her arus hurt. He divorced her and then he took her back the same day. If you think that it's like silence, then just have a few hours of silence and it's still the same day, you can do hafara. But if you maintain that it is considered like a kiyum, he can't be mefer. So what's the solution? Toshmat. So we're going to go back to that Tosefta that we've worked on several times already. When do we say that if the fiancé dies, all of the providence flows back to the father? That's when the fiancé never heard the neder. Or he heard it and was mefer. Or he heard it and was silent, and he died that day. Right, v'yamar gerushin kishtika damim. But if you think gerushin is like silence, then litninami oshamav girish. Why don't you add that to the list and say, or he heard and he divorced her on the same day without having doing anything, without having done anything, and then we would say nitrokna. Minalo tanihachi is from the fact that gerushin is not mentioned on the list in that part of the Braita. That teaches you that divorce should be considered like a kiyum. And in that case, we don't say nidrokna or shut lav because the av can't be mefer neder that the husband or the fiancé was mekayim. But, ema seifa, look at the second half of that tosefta, aval. Im shama v'kiyem. Let's say that the fiancé heard and made a kiyum. O shama v'shataku made b'yom shalacharav, or he heard and didn't say anything and died the next day, which is the same as a kiyum, a full day of silence. Ein yachol hafer. Then the father can't be mefer. V'yamar gerushin kakom adamu, and according to what you just inferred from the resha, that gerushin are like a kiyum aneder, litni v'im shama v'giresh, why don't you mention if he heard and divorced her? That's another case where everything is torpedoed. From the fact that gerushin is not mentioned in the seifa either, that tells you that gerushin is like silence and not like kiyum haneder. So clearly we have a problem of a conflict between the implications of the resha versus the implication of the seifa. We can't infer anything from here. And now the Gemara goes further than it usually does in a case like this. Eresha davka, if you want to read that the omission of gerushin in the resha is deliberate, a seifa dafka, or it could be deliberate in the seifa. So e resha nav dafka, if it's deliberate in the resha, nasiv seifa bishum resha, then the seifa ignores gerushin to be parallel with the resha, and then the flip it, seifa dafka nasiv resha bishum seifa. Good. So let's see if we can solve from this. Toshma nadra v'hiarusa in garshav n'darsav b'yom afilu l'meya our mishnah. If she took a neder and she was betrothed, and she was nitgarsha, and then nitarsa to another guy. Avil bal achron fin dareha. What happens? The father and the current fiancé do afarat and darim. Shramin agerushin kishtika damu. You see clearly that gerushin are not a kiyum, because the kakama damu, if you think that the gerushin are like a kiyum on neder, mimatsime for arus acharon, nidre de okim arus rishon, since when could a current fiancé be made for a neder that the earlier fiancé who divorced her was mekayim? So that seems to prove that gerushin is simply like silence. No, hachmaskinim shalosh shama arus rishon. Now, or you know what we're talking about? We're talking about a case where the first fiancé never heard the neder. In other words, he divorced her without having heard about the neder at all. So yachi ma'ir yabobayom. But if he never heard the neder, then why does the second guy have to betroth her the same day? There is no yom shemoa here. And therefore, it could be a filachar me'a yom imdami. It could be a week later, a month later, it could be even 100 days later. So the answer is, kishalosh arus v'shama'av. What's the case? Where the father heard on that day, the arus didn't hear, the arus divorced her. The father heard on that day and was mayfair. So this now becomes yom shemoa. This is a kind of unique piece, because in the normal case of an amurasa, we say that the yom shemoa is split. On the day that the father hears about it, he has to be mayfair. On the day the arus hears about it, he has to be mayfair, and they don't have to be the same day. But here we're positing something a little mechudash, which is that if she gets divorced and the first arus never heard about it, then the father's hearing establishes yom shmoa for everybody. And therefore, only if she gets betrothed that day can the new arus be made fair, and he has to be made for that day because that's the day the father heard. All right, it's not unreasonable, considering that the father here is acting as something of a bridge or as a cover between the earlier fiancé and the current one, who now hears about it. Okay. And that's why the Mishnah picked the case where she got divorced and married on the same day to a new guy, because it was the day that the father heard. Okay, but so we still don't have a solution. Toshma, nadra bobayom beger shavach zira bobayom, ein yachol lahafer. If she took a neder on that day, and he divorced her, and he took her back on the same day, he can't be mefer. So shma mina gerushin kakom adam, it sounds like his divorce is a kium haneder. And therefore, he can't do the hafara. So no, amri hachab nesua askinan. You know what we're talking about here? When he took her back, he means he took her back as for full marriage. The reason that the now husband cannot be mayfair is because the neder was taken when they were betrothed, and then married, and then he divorced her, and on the same day he took her back. So now that's a din of bal mayfair b'kodmin. Because remember, a husband, as opposed to a fiancé, a husband cannot be mayfair nedarim that were taken before they're married. Even if the two of them were married to each other, but once they were divorced, then that becomes kodmin. And when he marries her again, he can't be made for those nedarim. And therefore, the reason that if he divorces her and marries her back on the same day, he can't be mayfair, is not because the gerushin was an act of kiyum haneder, which was the question we were asking, but rather because the marriage that has now been entered to means that from only nedarim taken from here on in are even subject to hafar. All right, the next Mishnah, Mishnah Dawad, Derech Tamini Chachamim. It's the way of Tamini Chachamim. Ad Shelo Hayta Bito Yotzeit Miaslo, before his daughter would leave him, which could mean marriage, and it could also mean before she becomes a bogeret. Omer La Kol Nedarim Shenadart B'Toch Beiti Arehin Mufarin. He says, any Nedarim you took while you were in my house and under my domain, I may fear all of them. Now, notice, he hasn't heard them. He doesn't even know if she's taken a Nedarim. He just says, any Nedarim that you took, I may fear. V'chein HaBaal, this of course means Abal is a Talmud Chacham, Ad Shelo Tikanes L'Shuto, before he marries her, you know, it's before she becomes his wife, but while she's betrothed to him. Any neder you took up until this point, before you entered my domain, I am mayfair. Why? Because the minute that she enters his reshut, he can't be mayfair, because if we just said, in a bal mayfair bekodmin. So remember, as a fiancé, he can be mayfair things that she took when she was single. But once she's married in his house, he can't be mayfair anything that predates the marriage itself. Not the betrothal, the marriage. And therefore, just before the marriage, he'll say, any nedarim that you took beforehand, I'm being mayfair. Now, both the resha and the seifa seem to be premised on the idea that you can mayfair nedarim you don't even know about it, and certainly nedarim you didn't hear. But remember, hafarat nedarim in the text is premised upon hearing the neder. Biyom shmoa, the day you heard. So, Bar Rami Bar Chama, Rabbi Mar Bar Chama asks the question. It's not asking it on the Mishnah, he's asking it as an independent question. Bal Moshe Afei Belo Shmia, can a husband be made for a neder without having heard about it? Meaning, he suspects there's a neder, or he's going away and he wants to clear the decks, or our case. V'shama isha dafkahu, oh, lav dafkahu. The question simply is, in the text, which is pasuk number one, v'shama isha vehiniota, etc., is it that the husband really has to hear it, or it's just talking in the case where the husband hears it, is meni, but if he doesn't hear it and he rejects it, that's also valid. In other words, is v'shama a condition of hafara or the incidence of hafara? That's the real question. So Amar Rav, Rav tries to solve it. Toshma derech tamid chachamim from our Mishnah. Aj lo tzab bitom yotzeit bitom etzlo umar lakon adar mishnah dar betoch beterin mfarin. V'halo shamai, in our Mishnah, he didn't yet hear it. L'chishama hu de mefer, the answer is that when he hears about it, he'll be mefer. In other words, he's saying it now, that I'm being mefer it now, before you leave my domain, and then the notion is that later on, when he hears about it, that will supply the missing piece that'll make the afar valid. But the afar, of course, was while she was still in his domain, so it'll kick back. So, im kain, so why is he saying it now, if he doesn't know that there's an editor at all? So Hakamash Malan, this teaches you something else. It's the derech of a Talmid Chacham to investigate these things, meaning before the girl leaves, to say, I'm made for an Nedarim, and to therefore initiate a conversation with her about Nedarim, and the significance of it, etc., that hopefully will provoke her to admit, oh yeah, I did take a Neder, and then he can be made for it specifically. Good. So that does not prove anything to us about whether you can be made for without hearing. Toshma. Misefa. Look at the second half of our Mishnah. V'chena ba'ala, shalikanes dotikanes lushuto merla, etc. Hachanami gamrala l'chishamana. Same thing here. He says, I'm being made for it now, and then later on when I hear it, that will fill the missing piece, but the far, of course, is now, before you enter my reshut, because afterwards it'll be too late. So again, we are accepting as a given that if he is meferet during a time when hafara is in his domain, even if he hears about it later when it's no longer in his domain, that's okay. The only question is, if he never hears about it, is the hafara okay? That's the question we're asking. Toshma, home. So we have, so again, don't have a solution. Haomer le'ishto, the next Mishnah, that we haven't gotten to yet. Kol nedarim shtaduri ad shavo makom ploni arein kayamin. The fellow's going on a trip. So he says, any nedarim that you take between now and when I come back, I'm mekayim them. Maybe he's trying to frighten her, she shouldn't take nedarim, etc. So lo amar klum, that's invalid. But harein mufarin, but if he says that they are mufar, Rabbi Eliezer omer mufar, then Rabbi Eliezer says it's mufar, Chacham disagree with him, but there the issue simply is being made for things in advance. V'halo shamai, he never heard it. Again, that's the case when he says, oh, when I come back and I hear about it. So Belezer says that when you're made for it now, and then when you come back later and hear it, that's valid. Chum says it's not valid. So why is he saying it now? Why doesn't he just come back and say, oh, if I hear an editor, I'll be made for it? The answer is, so he says, maybe I'll be upset and confused and distracted at that time, and I won't pay attention to it, so I'm being made for it right now. I have a clear head. Before I leave on a trip, this is what I say, and I clear the decks. And if later on I hear about it, that fills in the missing piece, and if I forget to do hafara, then I've covered it now. But that's why he does it, which again means we don't know whether hafara, in the absence of actually hearing about the neder, is meaningful. So toshma, a brita haomer la apotropos. He has an executor on his estate. He says, he appoints him, gives him power of attorney, and says, any nedarim that my wife takes from now until when I come back from this trip, I want you to be mefer. Vehefer la, and the apotropos did so. I might think that it's valid. Tamad lomar. That's why the pasuk in the Parsha of Nedarim says the husband is mekayim and the husband is mefer, meaning that it has to be the husband himself who's mefer. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. That's Rabbi Yoshia's position, which means an apotropos can't do it. Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan said back, "Matzinim b'chol atara kula shluchos shalom kamotal." He said, "What are you talking about? You can appoint an agent to act on your behalf b'chol atara kula for kiddushin, for korbanot, for gerushin, for truma, etc. For this too, you can appoint a fellow to act in your place and be made for the nedarim." V'afilu Rabbi Yoshia lo kamar, even Rabbi Yoshia, who didn't agree with this, said el mishum zerat hakaduvu, because there's a special word here that the text demands that it's the husband's presence himself. Shaykan Rishai Firenu. Aval the Chulei Alma, everybody seems to agree, Shluchos Adam Kemoto, that the principle of Shluchos Adam Kemoto is there, meaning that if it weren't for those words, the apotropos would be able to take her place, Vahalo Shamale, but after all, the husband never heard the neder, so how could the apotropos be made for it? So again, the same problem. It seems to prove that you can mefer nedarim without having heard him. So, what you told the apotropos is, you be made for it. When I come back and I hear it, I'll be made for myself. So why don't you wait? Why are you telling the Apotropos to do this? Again, I'm afraid I'm going to be confused. So I'm appointing you as my shaliach, which according to Mashiach doesn't work because of Gzerat HaKaduv. According to Yonatan does work. I'm appointing you as my shaliach to do hafara, but of course the hafara will not be valid until I myself hear the neder when I come back. Now, so that means that we, again, have not solved our issue. Rambam Chama asked the second question. Can a deaf man be mefer for his wife? You can argue that, hey, after all, a husband perhaps does not have to hear. That was something we were playing with before. Maybe he's not hearing is not a problem because he's somebody who's able to hear. But a cheresh, a deaf man who is not able to hear, maybe his lack of hearing really is a problem, based on the principle of Rabbi Zeira. I'll clarify right now what this principle of Rabbi Zeira is and the particular context. The Mishnah in Menachot states that if a person takes a neder and says, I'm going to bring 60 isaron, of solet, he brings it in one vessel. They had a standard size vessel. If he says 61, I'll bring it in two, it has to be brought in two vessels. Why? Because we know that 60 isaron mix well in one vessel. If it's 61, they don't mix well, that's too high. So the Gemara then asks, what do you mean? After all, bila inama kevet, you don't, even if you didn't mix the mincha at all, you just put the flour and the oil in and didn't mix it at all, it's still kosher. So why does it have to be big enough to mix well? The answer is Rabbi Zeira says that bila, mixing, is not ma'akev when it could have been done. In other words, when this is, the size is proper that it could have been mixed, if you didn't mix it, that's not ma'akev. But if it was impossible to mix, then we say the lack of mixing, the lack of possibility of mixing, is ma'akev. So the same thing here. We can argue that a husband who is a hearing man, who just doesn't hear the neder this time, maybe that's okay. But maybe a husband who cannot hear, maybe v'shama isha, then becomes a problem. That's one side. Or dilma v'shama isha lo ma'akev. Or maybe the husband not hearing is just not ma'akev at all. The husband hearing is just a hechitimtza, an incidental possibility to create hafara, but not really part of the hafara itself. Which is it? Rava toshma v'shama isha. The pasuk says v'shama isha, and the neder shalacha is prat leishet chiresh. So that excludes the wife of a cheresh, no hafar, because he can't hear. Shema mina. Which means, by the way, that doesn't tell us anything about the question of whether a hearing husband has to actually hear it, because based on Rabbi Zeira, it could be you don't have to hear it, but if you're not able to hear it, then your lack of hearing is a problem. Last question. Ask, Yibayelu Baal Ma'ush Yafer Lishtena Shabbat Achat. The man has two wives, each took a neder. Can he be made for them together? And what's that based on? Ota. In Pasuk 3, Veini Ota, he rejects her. Davka or Lav Davka? Does it have to be her, specifically her, and not them? Or does it mean her, again, just like Vishama is incidental? He heard about it and he rejects her neder. Could be their neder, it doesn't matter. How do we read it? Read it narrowly or loosely. So Amar Avinu Toshma. So we can solve it from a dispute about Sota. Ein mashkin shtei sotot keachat. We don't give sota water to two sotot at one time. The reason is because each woman starts feeling somewhat more comfortable the fact that there's another woman there, and that's going to lessen the kind of fear and trepidation she's supposed to have. That is Tanakama's position. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo min hashem huzeh. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Allah. He says, not for that reason. Ela mishum shenomar vihishka, because the Pasuk says in Pasuk 4, Vihishka, and look, there's a Mapi K, Vihishka means he shall give her. It's like Vihishka Ota. He will give her water. Ota levada. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when any time the Torah says Ota, it means her and her alone, and can't be two together. According to Tanakama, Ota doesn't tell me that. There's a unique local reason in the case of Sota that you can't give them together, but Ota does not mean Dafka, her, but rather it could also mean them. And therefore, our question about whether you could give two, be mefer, two women's nedarim simultaneously at the same time, mufarlach, mufarlach, or mufarlachem, more importantly, mufarim lachem, is really subject to machlok, Rabbi Yehuda and Tana Chachamim, about how we read the word otah in the Torah. All right, everybody should have a wonderful day. We'll continue in the next podcast.